Hello, you're listening to Arts Talk Radio, and I'm Michael Hasted. We bring you regular news, reviews and interviews relating to all aspects of the arts in Holland, concentrating on events in Amsterdam, The Hague, Rotterdam and the surrounding areas. Arts Talk Radio, online. Interviews and features on the arts in Holland, in English. I'm at the Kunsthal in Rotterdam, where, in the presence of the American ambassador, the Dutch Minister of Defence, lots of military personnel and World War II veterans, an unusual but important event is taking place. A major exhibition is opening with only one exhibit, an American flag. Known as the D-Day flag, it was the first Stars and Stripes to arrive on the shores of mainland Europe during D-Day on the 6th of June 1944.
My name is Bert Kreuk. I'm the owner of the D-Day flag.
And how did you come about owning the flag?
Well, I have bought it in an auction back in 2015. I heard about it because I'm a collector, so I'm often in auctions. And somebody told me about it, one of my contacts. So I was quite surprised that it came to auction. You know, I thought, well, something like this doesn't belong in a private hands.
Can I ask how much you paid for it? Is that public?
Oh, yeah, it's public. It's $500,000 US dollars, I must say.
Can you give us a very, very, very brief history of the story of the flag? I know it was the first American flag to land.
Well, it was hoisted on the vessel LCC-60. That was the vessel from Howard Van Der Beek. His task was with his boat, with radar and sonar, to guide the rest of the Armada to the beaches of Normandy. So it was a leading vessel which made sure that the navigation lines and the spot was right on where they had to be.
Is it still dark when they started?
I believe there was. It was at dawn, so yeah, it was just getting light. So and there was they were on a fire. There was actually three boats who had the task to do so. One was on a mine, and one was on a buoy. So there was two disabled boats, and one boat, there was the only one boat left, and that was Howard Van Der Beek's boat. So he had the task to do for three boats. So that made him a war hero. He took it after his dad home, and for 70 years it was in his cellar. And then, then he died, and his son sold it at auction, and I bought it.
But don't you feel it really should be at home in America?
Absolutely, 100%. That's why it's going home.
When's it going back exactly?
Well, you know, it depends if President Trump is coming to pick it up this year. Then it will be going home this year. If not, then it will be a little bit later. But that it will go home, that's for sure.
Okay, thank you very much for that.
Thank you very much.
That was Bert Kreuk, owner of the D-Day flag, which will be on display until the 17th of February. This is Michael Hasted of Arts Talk magazine at the Kunsthal in Rotterdam. Arts Talk Radio, online. Interviews and features on the arts in Holland, in English.